Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today in Genesis chapter 12, we get introduced to Abram, who becomes the father of Israel. Let's listen in to Dr. Woodrow Kroll, our guest reader, as he reads the 20 verses of Genesis chapter 12.
Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to a place at Shechem, the Oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on, still going toward the Negev. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, "I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake." When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. And when the princes of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And for her sake, he dealt well with Abram. And he had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male servants, female donkeys, and camels. But the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister,' so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." And Pharaoh gave men orders concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had.
In 1999, after Genesis 12, I wrote, "God protected Abraham and Sarah even in a lie. When Abram said Sarah was his sister rather than his wife, she was taken to Pharaoh. God plagued Pharaoh's house to protect the integrity of Abram and Sarai's marriage, even though Abram was willing to sacrifice that for his life. Not much trust in Abram at this point in his life." In 2007, after reading Genesis 12, I wrote, "So far, God has spoken to Adam, Cain, Noah, and Abram. He tries to communicate to people his message to mankind. Abram had to move away from his home, his family. In those days, moving must have been very odd and very difficult. Abram could have said no, like we do when God asks us to do something odd or difficult, but he went forth. The first thing he faced was a famine in the land. God often tests us after he calls us. Abram did not head for home. He hung in there. He lies about his wife Sarai in Egypt. Like us, he is still learning to depend on God. He is growing spiritually like God expects us to. The Lord intervenes and saves Sarah from immorality. We learn God tests us and can bail us out if we fail the test. Praise God. So in the first 12 chapters of the book of Genesis, God has boomed his voice to four humans: Adam, Cain, Noah, and now Abram. Listen to what he says to Abram. Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Wow, what if God spoke to you like that? Would you obey? Would you leave everything you know and go on a journey after hearing a message like that? God tells Abram to leave, but he really doesn't tell him where he's going to end up. But he gives Abram some great assurances, doesn't he? I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And he offers him some protection. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And then the greatest blessing of all, in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him. They set out to go to the land of Canaan. When he gets there, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Remember a few chapters ago, after the flood, when Noah was released from the ark, he too built an altar to the Lord. Like the test of Noah, to build an ark, to survive a flood, to stay cooped up on that ark for hundreds of days, and finally be released by the instruction of the Lord, Noah built an altar. Abram has been challenged. He's been challenged to leave everything he knew, his family, his livelihood, everything, to go to a land he didn't know. After a long and probably difficult journey, Abram gets to the land of Canaan. Like Noah, after his challenge, he builds an altar to the Lord. Abram keeps going on his way toward Egypt, and he encounters a famine in the land. Following God does not mean it's going to be easy. When the journey gets tough, what does Abram do? He depends on his own cleverness to solve his problems. So do we, don't we? And when Abram faced the famine in the land, when he faced a difficult circumstance, what did he do? Did he cry out to the Lord? No, he depended on his own ingenuity, his own creativity, to take care of his challenge. He lies about his wife to protect his own skin. He says to Sarai, I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say, you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake. Abram takes matters into his own hands, just like we do. Remember, he's early in this relationship with the Lord. It appears he's only heard from the Lord once, and that's when he told him to go. So he's doing the best he can to be obedient. But praise God, when we make mistakes like Abram did, God can bail us out. And the Lord protects the integrity of Abram and Sarai's marriage by inflicting Pharaoh's home with plagues. Thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention when we make silly mistakes. Lord, help us. Help us as we try as best as we can to hear your voice and to obey what you want us to do. And forgive us, Lord, when we make mistakes. Keep us from falling by intervening on our behalf. Just like Abram, a hero of the faith, we need to learn to walk with you. Abram is learning, and so are we. Continue to teach us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.